Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Impediments to God's Grace.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting touched his tongue. And then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, and his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them, the more they proclaimed it. And they were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He's done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. One day, in the early 1970s, I received a phone call from a friend who was deaf, and I was astounded. She had a device that provided her with a visual of what I said and a voice for me to hear. This was before iPads and before I had a computer. Because a deaf person cannot hear, their speech doesn't have the inflections of a hearing person. I wonder why the people brought the deaf man to Jesus. For healing, yes, but why was it important for them to hear him? I mean, really hear him. We all have impediments, and some of them are not so noticeable. How we speak of people with other cultural backgrounds, religions, or races, it's not always comfortable to hear. Years ago, I worked in a parish where staff meetings seemed to constantly speak of immigrants from Salvador. The immigrants. The immigrants. The immigrants. Then I met them. I heard their stories of family members disappearing in the night, watching their homes blown up before their eyes because they helped the poor or were catechists. One man who is a boy was sent to Mexico at 9 years old by himself so that he wouldn't be taken by the army. I came to hear and see and understand. In January, I watched Women of the Movement, the story of the brutal murder of the young black boy, Emmett Till, and his mother's bravery as a black woman facing his murderers in the South. It would have been easy to turn off the television, but it was riveting history, well acted, and scandalous. It just helped me to understand our racism and our history. I watched a PBS documentary on the great black opera singer Marian Anderson and came to see she had all the talent, but was treated with great prejudice in our country while being a sensation in Europe. Today's gospel calls us to recognize our impediments to living fully God's love for all of us. What stories have we been deaf to and need to hear in order to change our ways? What do we need to bring to Jesus? Who? And who do we bring to the eyes of others? For whom do we need to speak and to speak plainly?